Okay, this is like try number five. Let's go. Hello, hello. Welcome, everyone, to my first podcast. My name is Onokuhle Khumalo, and I have just decided to create this podcast because I realized that I really enjoy creating content. For those who don't know, I'm actually a YouTuber, and I'm also quite frequent on Instagram. But My problem lies with the fact that I don't have enough time or effort, or like I don't want to exert myself in creating content. So I found that with YouTube, I tend to delay my videos because I have to look pretty, I have to put on makeup, I have to find proper lighting. So it becomes really hard to create content, especially because I work such an extensive job. So, I mean, a podcast is the next alternative. So this podcast is meant to be my way of interacting with you guys. If you have any questions, if you have anything you want to know about, this would be the quickest way for me to get back to you. Obviously, I will definitely still continue with my YouTube videos because I enjoy being on camera. And I also think I enjoy being able to look at you guys, even though I can't really see you guys, but you can see me. Type of thing. So the podcasts are not going to take over my YouTube, so don't stress. You will still see this pretty face. But yeah, podcasts will probably become something. And I mean, if I am successful with this, I will definitely continue with them. I'm giving it a shot, so it's nothing solid yet.
You are listening to Ask Miss K.
Anyways, so let me just give you a bit of an intro, what I'm about, what this podcast is meant to do, like what the intentions are with it, and then I'll just open it up for you guys to actually know how you can interact with me. So I actually create content. I'm really skeptical of calling myself a content creator because I feel like there's a lot of connotations that come with it. Mostly are positive, but it also creates this big expectation that you have to have a Louis Vuitton bag and you have to have proper lighting and you go to beautiful restaurants every single weekend, and I think for me at this stage I'm not there. So I create content, and my content is usually very practical, very relatable, and mostly financial. So my reason behind all of this is because I had a lot of questions, especially when I was leaving university. I had so many questions, and I was like, why does no one talk about this? Why are there no YouTube videos on this? And I realized that actually there's no... almost choked. Then I realized there's actually no point in complaining about why people aren't creating this if I'm also not going to do something about it. So I was like, let me just do this so that when someone else is asking these questions, they can find me. So yeah, but what I also don't want is to become this financial guru or this financial bunny, because I'm definitely far from that. Yes, my career is very financial based, but my personality is not very financial. So I don't want to enclose myself into this financial bracket and not be able to express myself, because I know some people who only see like my proper financial videos get so shocked when they follow me on Twitter and stuff, because then I'll be like, oh my words, bawe la lamza, or yo, last night was a dream, last night was wild. And it's like, it's such a mind shock for them, because it's like, oh my word, isn't this person meant to be strict? Aren't they meant to be professional? And that is really not me. I am such a laid back character. I am literally an all rounder. So makufundwa, I'm there. Makuphuzwa, I'm there. Makugruva, I'm there. Makuthandazwa, I'm there. So anything that happens, I am there. So I don't want you guys to enclose me. I don't want you guys to force me into your mold of what you expect someone who is in my career to look like and to talk like, because I'm not that. Okay, let me not get too serious. We will definitely get into all of these topics as the weeks progress. Please do feel free to suggest any topics. If you have any questions, send me a DM, send me a message, drop me a comment, whatever you want to do, go for it. So this podcast, I'm expecting to have real conversations with real people. So with real people, I need your help. I need you guys to talk to me. I need you guys to interact with me. I would prefer it if you guys spoke to me through VNs, so voice notes, because then people can actually hear your voice. People can hear that people actually ask these questions, because it's really hard when I'm like, hey guys, so a lot of you have been asking me this, and then people are like, no one asked you. And it's like, bruh, they legit asked me. So I would prefer it if you guys do send me voice notes. I know Instagram does have a limit of 1 minute, but that is perfect because it shouldn't be too long. You shouldn't be the podcast host. I don't want you to steal my show. This is still my show. So 1 minute, I think, is perfect. Tell me the issue. If you do want to go over into 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and you keep sending multiple voice notes, that's also fine. But don't be sad when I do edit it, because sometimes people give backstories. So sometimes I do edit that stuff out, because I mean, I don't want this podcast to be like 2 hours long, because I'm sorry, I don't know about you, but my attention span does not go for 2 hours. Anyways, so my first episode, which is going to be dropping soon, is all about dating in your 20s. So I want to know the good, the bad, the tips and the tricks. I'll also be sharing some of my experiences dating in my 20s. I mean, I'm actually not really that old. I'm only turning 23 in December, so I'm quite young. I'm fairly in the beginning of my 20s, but I feel like I have had my fair share of experience. Yo, that makes me sound like a it's whatever, we don't judge how, we don't shame, but whatever. I will also be sharing my experiences so that people can also feel like they are free to share their stories. Obviously, I will keep everything anonymous. Even if you want people to know who you are, I will keep things anonymous, unless if you deliberately say your name in the story and you drop names. I will try to edit those out though, because I don't want to be catching any cases. I don't want to be making people feel awkward. But yeah, it is going to be anonymous so that you can be free to ask and say whatever. I know, like, having your name on something does add like a young filter. You know, you don't want people to know that you had an STD and then you did this and anyways, let me not get sidetracked. And then the next episode, I am looking to speak about building confidence. A few people have spoken to me about, oh my word, you're so confident, how do you do it, please give us some tips. So I really do think that that is something that is important, especially if you're someone who's still trying to find their place in this world, trying to cement yourself in your workplace. So being confident really does go a long way. I'm not sure, I might do it as a YouTube video just so that you can actually see me, because I think your facial expressions are also very important. But yeah, whatever you guys want, you can also request. I am free. My DMs are literally open. They are open. I usually respond to everyone. I tend to not respond to people who ask me super technical questions about easy equities and buying shares, because then that tends to be financial advice and I'm not allowed to do that. As you guys would know. So I do tell people, please don't ask me anything too specific. Don't ask me, should I buy shares in MTN? Because I don't know. I'm not a financial advisor. I don't know. But yeah, let me not get into it. This is meant to be an intro. This is meant to be fun and lighthearted, but there are no boundaries. We will talk about everything and everything, from friendships to romantic relationships to careers to school to parents, because there are a lot of dynamics to actually being a child, and also like being a parent, I would assume. So if you are a parent, I mean, I would also want to hear your side of the story, because obviously as kids, we just see the big bad wolf sometimes, so maybe you do have some justifications for us. But yeah guys, this is meant to be fun, lighthearted. I can't wait. I'm actually very, very excited. I'm literally smiling in my car, because I'm recording in my car right now, because it's the one place where I think it's a vacuum. I think my sound comes out really crisp. It's a vacuum. I can't hear the cars like hooting. I can't hear people's music. I can't hear TVs and all of that. So I will be recording my podcast in my car, and I'm actually literally just saying this just so that you know that you can literally start. If you are thinking of starting your podcast, I'm telling you, let's start it. Let's do it. Let's do it together. I'm someone who's not really consistent with things. So if I don't post in 3 months, please don't come shout at me. But also if I do post every single week, please do congratulate me. Guys, get excited. So for you to contact me... because I do need your input, please do contact me via Instagram. It is probably the easiest way for you to contact me, because there's a message option and there's a voice note option. Obviously, I did say I prefer voice notes, but if you want to send a message, you definitely can do that. I will just read it out. So you can contact me on Instagram. My handle is nokuhle_khumalo, or you can just search nokuhle Khumalo, because no one else is Unokuhle Khumalo. And my Khumalo does not have an H, so don't put the H there. So it's Nokuhle Nokuhle, and then Kumalo, Khumalo. And you'll find me there. If you do want to send me an email, I'm also down for that. So you can email me at nokuhle.templates@gmail.com. So it's Nokuhle, my name, at, I will know, dot, T-E-M-P-L-A-T-E-S, templates. Like, you know when you fill in a template, templates@gmail.com. I will put all of this information in the description box, in the bio, wherever you need it. So just, you know, do what you have to do. So, just to recap, the first episode will be dropping soon, and it's all about dating in your 20s. So, please do interact with me and give me any comments, any tips you have, or any issues that you might be dealing with as someone in their 20s and dating. We look forward to hearing all about your things. It doesn't only have to be bad things, guys. You can literally just send me a message and say, "Hi, Miss K, I'm so happy in my relationship. Wow." And that is perfect. Because, I mean, we need to see the good and the bad. Often we see too many bad things. There's always people talking about red flags, and no one really talks about the green flags. I actually stole that tweet from my boyfriend because he spoke about green flags. So let's talk, guys. I look forward to hearing from you. Also, there are so many issues that we all go through that we don't realize that other people go through. So I think it's a nice way for you to realize that you're not the only one, so relax. Okay, guys, thank you so much. I am so excited, ngiyabonga, for coming along with me on this journey. Excited, like I haven't been this excited in a while. I think it's just because I enjoy talking to people. I enjoy interacting with people. So it's nice to be able to open up my interactions to people who aren't in my immediate like circle of friends, because now I get to talk to you guys directly. Bye. P.S. I am also going to be dropping some really hot music if I can get past the YouTube copyright thing. But yeah, I have some fire music. Trust me, ask anyone on Instagram. My music is fire. But like, not like puppering fire. Like, it's very laid back, relaxed, sister type of music. Okay, shop, guys. Bye.